We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Today we talk about Woodrow Wilson and possibly the first female president. We'll also talk about the Twilight Zone, meet a guy that has road rage, and someone else stole your data. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, October 2nd, 2020. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, it's International Day of Nonviolence, and that's because it's Gandhi's birthday. I just found that out a few minutes ago. That's great that it's Nonviolence Day, so please do not be violent, especially to your custodian, because it's also National Custodian Day. I remember at my middle school, we used to have this custodian named Luke, and we had Love Luke Day. I don't know if they still do that or not there, but I guess, you know, with kids at home, basically the parents are the custodian. It's also National Walk and Bike to School Day. So my kids, they just rode their bikes right down the hallway, and I gotta go clean that mess up now. We've got skid marks going down the hallway. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Actually, I'm gonna clean it up. That's what I'm gonna do. It's also World Smile Day. So I'm gonna put on a smile and just smile my way through cleaning up a mess. But you know what is going to make me smile is talking to my guest today. He hosts a podcast called Driving with Randy. Welcome to the show, Road Rage Randy.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. You know why I'm bringing you onto the show today? It's because it's National Name Your Car Day. So I figured bring the guy that does his podcast from his car onto the show.
I appreciate you having me. Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so I've loved your podcast. I'm listening to you driving all around. You know, find places like Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. I've done a couple from the forest. I've done a couple under a bridge. It's all about the adventure on my podcast, driving around and having a good time.
Since it's National Name Your Car Day, have you named your car?
I have not named my car. It was actually passed down to me from my parents. So it wasn't really like I birthed the car or anything. When I get my own, I'm definitely going to want to, though.
So I looked at some names online. It's like if you have a red car, name it Fireball. If you have a black car, name it like, Black Beauty. Or a white car is Casper. Like,
so I've always been under the impression that a car should be named after a woman. I like a girl name.
Okay.
I used to fly drones, so I've built two drones by myself, and both of them have female names.
What are those names?
I have Avril, based off of Avril Lavigne. I'm proud to say Avril was my number one listened to artist on Spotify last year.
What, Girlfriend? Is that the song?
Yes. Hey, hey, you, yeah. You.
Yep. Yes. Gotta love it. Okay. All right. I'm down with that. And the other one?
The other is named Misha after Misha Tate. She's an MMA fighter.
So maybe there's another MMA fighter that you can name your car after.
Absolutely. There's many attractive females to name them after.
All right. Well, you know what? I got to come up with a name for my car too. So I'm going to pause a second here and think about that while you guys listen to this. And welcome back. We start today in 1919. I'm not going to tell you about the event that happened on this day just yet, because I'm going to give you a little background first. Okay, so the year 1919. The Treaty of Versailles was signed at the end of World War I. Actually, it was about 7 months after World War I ended. It was signed by President Woodrow Wilson. Now, the thing is, he could sign this, but he still needed to get a two-thirds majority vote in the Senate in order to ratify this. Okay, so there were 12 members of the Senate that they were not excited about the Treaty of Versailles. They specifically didn't like the League of Nations. They just thought this would keep us going back and fighting another war in Europe. Now, Woodrow Wilson believed just the opposite. He thought this would keep us out of war. he wasn't going to work this out with the Senate. So what he decided to do was take it to the streets. Well, he took it to the train tracks, actually. He jumped on a train and he was going to go take his case to the American people. This was September of 1919. He had just wrapped up 6 months of negotiations in Europe and a summer of trying to convince the senators that the Treaty of Versailles was a good idea. He had been working hard. He had been staying up late. He had not been exercising. He was under tremendous stress and he was tired. What he and his wife knew, but the American people and even the senators didn't know, was that he had several mini strokes. These are now referred to TIA strokes. He had these strokes while he was in Europe negotiating. However, he didn't let this stop him. He really wanted to get out there, so he did. Woodrow took that tour around the entire country, trying to motivate citizens and refute some of the things that the irreconcilable senators were saying. Yeah, they came up with a nickname for those 12 senators that I mentioned earlier. They called them the irreconcilables. Okay, so Woodrow Wilson gets on the train. He's just outside Pueblo, Colorado, on September 26th of that year, and he has another stroke. It wasn't major, but it was powerful enough to raise concern. They stopped the tour, and he went back to Washington, D.C. On this day, in 1919, his wife Edith heard a loud sound. She rushed into the bedroom to find her husband on the floor. He was passed out. Now, the exact timeline and the exact events were closely guarded secrets, so we don't really know exactly what happened. Some say that he was actually lying in bed and he just passed out there. Regardless of the exact details, how he was discovered doesn't really matter. What matters is that on this day, the President of the United States had a stroke, and it was debilitating. The left side of the president's body was paralyzed, and he was blind in his left eye. He was unable to speak. Edith, the first lady, and the president's physician worked to cover up his exact health status from everyone. So Edith began to make the decisions. However, people began to notice little things, like his signature. It suddenly looked different. Let me tell you a little about Edith. She was Woodrow Wilson's second first lady. His first lady died about a year and a half after he became president. A year later, he met Edith. He fell in love instantly with her. They got married, and she became his second first lady. All right, back to what she was doing. So memos that were sent to Woodrow Wilson during this time were answered by Edith in her handwriting. She also met and appointed the U.S. Treasury Secretary. Notes to the Defense Department were signed by Edith. Now, Edith claims that she was not in control of the office, that instead she was just helping her husband. And, you know, maybe sometimes she even lent a hand with his signature. The president did slowly recover. He was in office for 2 more years. Some say that really Edith was the first female president during that time. Woodrow Wilson died 3 years after leaving office. All right, let's turn now to television. Yeah, I've been covering all kinds of television premieres. I'm going to cover now the premieres of two shows. One in 1955, the Alfred Hitchcock Presents show, premiered on this day in 1955. And in 1959, Rod Serling's The Twilight Zone, premiered on CBS. Two great shows, total classic shows, and you can check those out. Both of them are streaming on various services, so definitely do check those out. In 2009, the International Olympic Committee awarded the 2016 Olympics to Rio de Janeiro. So they had the Olympics. There was a lot of problems leading up to it, and there's some venues that are unused. I feel like sometimes that we've got our own, like, Olympic ruins everywhere around the world because of these games. But you know what? Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about some of the fun stuff. Let's bring back Road Rage Randy from Driving with Randy, and let's do some trivia. Are you up for that, Randy?
I'm 100% down. Let's do it.
All right. I love it. Okay. So I'm going to ask you just three really simple questions, and, you know, I heard that you're really good at guessing numbers, so I'm gonna base these all on numbers. So As I mentioned, in 2009, on this day, Rio de Janeiro got the Olympics. What year was the Olympics?
2016.
Yes. Now, as you know, the Olympics are held every 4 years. It was supposed to be this year, but because of COVID, it was moved to next year. So all those athletes have to stay in shape for one more year. How about this? How many different sports are there in the Olympics?
Ah, that's a tough one there. I'm going to have to go ahead and say 27.
You're off by one.
Oh, no.
28 different sports, wow. 41 disciplines. They had 306 events, and that was at the 2016 Olympics. So maybe this time it'll be 27 and you'll be dead on.
One of those sports isn't a real sport. I'm telling you that right now.
I mean, badminton, really? Come on, right? All right, here's one final question for you. How many medals did the United States win in the 2016 Olympics?
You know, that is a very hard question to answer, so I'm just going to have to go with my gut feeling here. 69.
Oh, how did I know you would guess that number? No, we won 121 medals, 46 gold, 37 silver, and 38 bronze. All right, so tell us about your podcast a little bit.
So I have a podcast. It's called Driving with Randy. I upload every Friday. It's essentially me in my car going on adventures, just telling the thoughts that come to mind. A car cuts me off, you know, I'm going to curse them out.
And it comes out every Friday, right?
Every Friday. Yes.
Hey, today's Friday. You had a new podcast come out. So go check that out after you're done with this one, of course. Yeah, and we're not quite done yet. We're going to turn now to 2014. On this day, JP Morgan Chase disclosed that a data breach that happened in July resulted in the exposure of basically all of your data. 83 million households had their data taken by someone, and that information did not include passwords or birth dates. So not only did someone steal your data, but they can't send you a birthday card. All right, to turning now to an event that happened last year in Des Moines, Iowa. Police went on a 3-hour chase through the streets of Des Moines. Yeah, it was a crazy chase that started at 9:55 p.m. and didn't end until the next morning at 1:20. What were they chasing? Yeah, there was a loose cow, so they were chasing that cow, and eventually they got it. Yeah, the cow was running in and out of traffic around homes, and it was definitely posing dangers for both residents and those in their cars on the roads. They did catch it, as I said, but, you know, they had to do a lot of steering. No? Okay, sorry. That joke should have been more moving. Oh, man. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for the day. As I mentioned earlier, Gandhi's birthday was today. He was born in 1869. Remember the name Groucho Marx? Well, he was born on this day in 1890. And Sting was also born on this day. He turns 69. Kelly Ripa turns 50. Johnny Cochran, the lawyer. Johnny Cochran? Yeah, we're going to be talking more about him tomorrow. Anyway, he was born on this day in 1937. All right, that's your look at October 2nd. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. I want to thank a special guest, Road Rage Randy, for being on the show. That was just an awesome appearance. And you know what? Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcast to both this show and his show if you can. And you know what? If you want to hear something on a future show or you've got a suggested guest or anything like that, go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions and give us that feedback. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow.